Okay. All right, you've already filled out the demographic information. But we need to just have it on tape again anyway, so it just documents what tape we have. Okay, today's date is 10/22/2003, and the interviewers are Sanja and Becky. And speaker A is going to be Gail. And we are at, what's the name of this one?
Roswell Nursing Home
in Roswell, Georgia. And can you tell us your name?
My name's Myrtle. And do I have to have you got that address?
Well, I'll get to it. You can and your age?
My age is 83.
83. Mm-hmm. And you are a fine, upstanding young woman. And you would, how do you like to identify yourself in terms of race? Do you prefer to be called what? Like black or African American or
I've been called black for so many years. I wouldn't know nothing else to say, but I'd like to be just say black. What other race would I call myself when I'm a black person?
Oh, some people prefer colored or Negro or African American. So just depends.
Well, black is all right with me if that's the way we've been called all these years. I mean, up until people quit calling people Negroes, you know. And I think black would be a certain all right with me. Yes.
Okay. All right. And how much education have you had?
I haven't had much of education. I tell you, when we come to Roswell, when I was 10 years old, from Mayretta, Georgia, I had been to going to school, but I hadn't been going regularly. You know, I'd go, well, maybe my daddy was a farmer. He's always wanting you to go work for Miss So-and-so, go work for so-and-so. You know, back in them days, as way back in 1930. He thought people ought to work for white people all the time. I don't know why. But I reckon that's the only way we had to make a living. Don't you imagine that's the way it was? But anyway, that's the way it was. And I didn't get much education. But after I come to Raw, I went to night school and got a little bit of education. I'd say if I was just putting it down, didn't have nobody that didn't go long enough to say I really made a grade. I learned to read and write my name, and I learned letters and things like that. And what would you say about that? That wouldn't be much of a saying how much education I have. But I can read what's on your sweater and things like that. But that wouldn't be saying I had much of an education. But I didn't get much. I would say I didn't get much of an education in my life. In mine, wouldn't that be all right?
Okay, I see.
I'd love to have it in these days and times I need it, wouldn't I? Mm-hmm. Oh, Lord.
Well, that's kind of interesting, because how did that affect tell me about the different types of jobs that you had then.
Well, you know, back in them days, showing up, I didn't have a bit of trouble working. Everybody seemed to like me, and I guess they just hired me because they liked me, because I was always very handy to go anytime anybody asked me anyway, because I needed the money. My husband went blind, and I didn't have no other choice. My son was going to school, and nothing to do but just work in people's homes, went in homes and work. Then later on in life, we started a lady, we worked with a lady, me and her mother worked with a lady.